wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. To you, O God, my fathers, I give thanks and praise. For you have given me wisdom and might, and now you have made known to me what you have given us, O Lord. And Lord, just we want to respond to you, to your love and mercy and grace and power and spirit. Let's continue to sing in the spirit, sing out loud, and give worship and praise to God.
Kings. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all round Elisha. And I felt the Lord saying that, this should be our prayer this afternoon. Just open our eyes that we might see. For us individually, for us as a community, that we might seem surrounded. The battle might seem fierce. We might just seem hopeless. And yet, those who are against us, will not defeat us, because those who are for us are more, are greater. And just pray that the Lord will open our eyes to see. We might seem surrounded, but the Lord is with us. And, there's no battle that is too big for him. And to really trust whatever our situation might be, that the Lord is for us. Amen.
Let's respond to that with just another song and worship. Really trying to listen to that word and claim that word for ourselves in our personal circumstances, in the life of our community, the life of our country. Let's come back into worship as we're able and reclaim that word.
Because it's pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. And that the Lord is our shepherd. And he was saying, I will lead you home. I will lead each one of you home. And the other thing I felt he was saying was, I think somebody prayed earlier about being God being a rock, and him saying, I am a rock. So you really can't fall. You can only fall as onto a rock, onto the rock. Or you can sit on the rock if you can't stand. But you can't fall any further than the rock that's under your feet, and that's a secure place.
If I could ask Ben and then Ion. Owen, sorry. To come up.
Thank you. A sentence I got was from Psalm 46:10. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The sense I got was very much that God can calm the storm, and it doesn't take a lot for God to calm the storm, but we're just asked to be still and let God do his thing. Amen.
Not totally sure of the meteorology of it, but I'm pretty sure if you're at the center of a hurricane, it's the best place to be, because you can't get affected by what's going on outside. And from being right in the middle of it, you can also get some perspective of what's going on as well. That the Lord calms it, but he also allows us to look at it. Sometimes things actually don't get taken away, but at least he's there with us right in the middle of it, and he can help us to journey through with it.
So my sense from those words is that we should just take a couple of minutes, perhaps some sitting or standing, it doesn't matter, but take a few actual moments of silence. And silence often is uncomfortable, but let's use that silence to engage with the Lord. I think we've heard clearly that our worship has taken the roof off in a good way. And we have closer to God. We can have God come with us and come into our lives. We have that you know we are not to be afraid that God is with us and that we are maybe feel like a little flock, but we've actually got you know legions of angels surrounding us, blessing us and strengthening us and protecting us. And then the two words that we just heard about, being still and knowing God and being in the center of the hurricane, knowing what's going on around us, but being safe and secure. Let's just take one or two minutes to reflect on that, where we are, and then we'll come back together again with a song and then transition into the talk. So let's just take a few moments of silence.
I felt the Lord say, some of you are going through a hard time. In fact, most of you are. Don't be daft. You're going through it because I've got plans for you. You're going through it because I want to get you right for what I've got for you in the future. Take heart. Look forward to the future.
Let's transition now into the next part of our meeting. Dan is going to come and speak to us. Let's carry what God has spoken to us today. I do lots of fretting and preparing for these meetings, and then God shows up. So why do I fret? Let's pray with Dan. Yes. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for Dan. Thank you for his leadership. Thank you for his care and love for each and every one of us. We pray your blessing will be with him and his word. That will become your word to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.